like over 250 properties. If we could do it, you know, three more or four more years, we could get another, you know, several hundred properties done, and that the greater Glide area would be pretty good.
You have more people that wanted it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting how that worked out, because we passed out flyers, we did door hangers, and you know, nobody's like, we don't want nothing. And then a neighbor would do it, and they're like, well, wait a minute, now we want it. So I mean, it just kind of snowballed like that, but it would go in cycles where we would just have a backlog, and then it would kind of slow down, and then it would have a backlog, and then it slowed down. Now it's just, but we still are going out and doing the assessments, so that homeowner knows, okay, hey, I need to get rid of this tree, it's overhanging my house. If I trim this bush back, it's okay. Pull this juniper away from my front door. we're still doing that, and we're keeping that data. So knock on some wood, when we get it, we're going to think positive. When we get that next grant, they can take those names and put them into priority list, and then just automatically start hammering those out. And then we'll do a big push again on the mitigation section. You would think, but no. It's still, we are still getting phone calls. Hey, you guys still doing that? Like, oh, no, but if you we'll come and assess it and then put you on a waiting list. But no, there's still a lot of properties out there. So I don't think, I think in probably another 4 years, we would be peaking out towards the end of the fourth year. Pretty good if people take advantage of this wonderful project. I mean, getting your snags fell or cut down next to your house and not have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The crews that we had doing that were really good. Really happy. And unfortunately, fortunately, we had, four? But they all had specialty things.
Four contractors?
Yeah.
We wound up with just one left at the end, but we had, I want to say six. Because we had a few people that kind of fell off after they did one or two jobs. So, mm-hmm.
But
four consistent.
Yeah, the main ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited for the next go around.
Absolutely.
Let's see. We talked about grants. 71 is still at Rockies. It had a went in for its yearly evaluation. For OHA says, if you want to be an ambulance and have a license, you have to go through this checklist, and it's like 5-6 pages. It's thickness of brakes, steering components, AC, does everything work and stuff like that. Well, it went in, it needed an oil change. I said, the AC is not quite working as well as I think it should. And so they're working on the AC system right now. They had some steering components. The tie rod end was out of spec, and a drag link. And front brakes. So it's there. Do it and give it to me in good shape. So so we talked about the fire season. Last weekend we had Sasquatch. No.
21st
is Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. We will be doing some car parking of, what do you call those guys?
Traffic control.
Traffic control. I don't know if there was a special word for okay. Anyway.
Pims? Pims?
Yeah, whatever. What? I believe.
So June.
June.
So Sasquatch Festival is the 21st of June, and then we have the drone races, which are the 26th, 27th, and 28th. We'll be holding a booth at both events, but then we'll be doing traffic control also. So at the... Yeah, I heard about a car thing coming
They
up.
Haven't got back to us.
Okay.
Last year, we did have a booth there, too.
Is that the rod?
The rat rod.
Rat rod, okay.
Yeah. 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 The spinning tires and one specific. Yeah, all of the loud. Yeah.
I'll reach out if I need to. Take a look and see if they need us there.
Well, they used this last time.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll, if they, you know, if they reach out and want us to be there at the rat rod, we'll definitely put a crew there because I think that's important. We actually had one heat exhaustion there at the rat rod. So we were used. Yeah. We did some wildland training last weekend for our type ones, which is so on wildland, it goes entry level is type two, and the next level up is type one. Structural is backwards. You got to be difficult. So we had three individuals go through that training. So they're up to wildland fire one. So that's like an officer position. We got two grants. We talked about the two grants for the EMR class, which really helps out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I got a squirrel. So we put in for a Anheuser Busch.
Yes. Anheuser Busch, basically.
Anheuser.
So Busch. Anheuser does a lot of the different beers and.
Yeah, so they do canned water, and we put in for that. I put in for 3 years in a row. And specifically, they asked, you know, are you going to share with other departments? I'm like, you get a pallet of friggin' water. Yeah, I'm going to share because that's a lot of water.
Well, and we have fire camp out here. And I even threw in there that, yes, we will even bring it down to the fire camp to help support our local, you know, anybody that's coming down to help us out.
Every other department in this county got it except for us.
Mm-hmm. And they couldn't tell us why.
Yeah, they couldn't tell us why. But, you know, we got two grants to do our EMR class. So, you know, I'll take the classes because that is a long-term helper of the department. I just think it's funny. It's just stupid.
Yeah, our goal is by the end of July have 10 more EMRs.
Yeah.
So then if we get the grants that they're hoping for, because we put in for the AFG grant as well as for training opportunities, I put in some funds in that for EMT for college. So a couple of us might be able to go to EMT classes as well.
Yeah.
So get our education up and going, and that way we've got more people who can help.
And then I'm going to introduce.
Yeah, you liked it.
So at this point, so our, what do we call that?
Candidate.
The board candidate is Ashley Hicks. Do you want to say hi and let a little about yourself, maybe?
Yeah, hi. The both of them know about something. Contractor, so we'll do rock business and contractor for years or something else. And local part of the country on the mostly county in the country. That's what you call my. Yeah, I enjoy community service and being, you know, in. And moving out of town, and in town I did a lot of cleanup and cleanups around homeless encampment, the noxious trees removal, some bright canyon industry and over. I've done a bunch of different stuff with a bunch of different orgs and groups, and just kind of want to be peaceful rather than not. Special district election, there was a lot of open positions, and try to advocate for people to apply in whichever way they can. And so, this particular board didn't have a candidate in the very last day, and so when it's smooth, I didn't know there was anybody continuing, so no disrespect or anything at all. Other than that, I have my garden and out of the river, support the fire department. Says the interest of mine, I don't necessarily have a fire department experience, but I'm interested. I'm a taxpayer, so I just wanted to be involved.
So I have the paper, and I'll just talk that.
Okay.
Maybe we can put stuff out and put it in the right place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm happy to help however I get Harvard.
And so for our board meetings and stuff, I try and have all the information out to the board members. So after this meeting, I'll type up all the minutes and get it sent out to everybody within 72 hours, typically, depending on, you know, how busy our week is. That way they have the meeting notes from tonight to review until for the next month. And then the day of the meeting, usually Kelly and I have the financials ready the night before. So I'll send them out the day of, and then I'll post everything online. So I do post our meeting notes as a draft from tonight on the website. And then that way you can see them immediately. And then they have time to review them. Everybody has time to look at them. So. Always lots of updates on there. Yep.
Do you guys have any questions or concerns? So that's all I've got.
Now, we remind you, Gary did bring up last year about July meeting for the two who still look for the poll.
Yeah.
We're going to do July
Move it.
I don't think we had it July.
So July 2nd is on a Wednesday, the 4th is on a Friday. So it's up to you guys.
Yeah. I think you were right. I think the last time it was so close that we.
Yeah.
So do you want to do the second, or do you guys want to move it to maybe the ninth?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. Perfect. So then we're good for that. Okay. Yeah, I figure with 2 days ahead, it was good. If it was too close, or if it was like the third, like you were saying, I would have bumped it out a week. So, cool. Okay.
Good. Hey, Bob, you guys got anything?
This time, I like the thing that he gets in the orange rent that long. It was actually pretty
good. God, you were on that.
Yeah, we were able to work on our video via another. We actually looked from another person, and then they put down my hose line and put lights down there, and we kind of learned from that office. There's a few boxes and different boxes, but he provided enough. And it was really kind of just like kind of a task force thing, and there's good communication all the way around, and so we got to do kind of like a fire spread, and then actually a couple of boxes from the fire. Really, really nice to work on through like that. But I've never worked really big with like multiple meetings. We have people all the way from up to October and all past the middle of the
week. Yeah, it was a pretty big event
for
Looking Glass. They do this, not this particular training, but they do a wildland training every year. Last time it was firefighter two and some squad bosses and stuff like that. But this time they focused on getting to the next level. So it was firefighter one and I think there was a couple other higher like task force leaders.
Yeah, there's two task force leaders assigned to the upper and lower division. And then they kind of had to actually merge it. If they were going to kind of do separate things that. But we only got signed offs. We're not. We filed in one meeting. So
getting your Wildland one or your Wildland two, even squad boss, engine boss, type one, whatever, you have a task book and you have certain tasks that you have to perform. There's certain tasks that can be in a classroom setting, live fire training. So there's, you know, you just don't get to, you, just because you get there and do your stuff doesn't mean it just happens. You have to
perform
all your, yeah. We can reinstate that. How long has it been? We can reinstate it.
Reinstate?
Yeah. Got 5 years.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
It was tough to get.
Yeah, I passed my online course for the firefighter one, and we're just waiting on all the hand stuff, hands-on task books and whatnot. And as we go through that over the summer, and hopefully, you know, hopefully it's not too crazy, but I'm sure I'll get a lot of experience with these guys this year. So, yeah. And if I get through all that, I'll be a certified firefighter by the end of this year.
Somebody want to make that motion? Second. Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor? Anybody opposed? Okay, meeting adjourned. We'll see you guys on the second.
Thank you.